We have a multitude of problems. I think as a country we have been going through a lot of economic problems. So one of the things that we've seen is that the depressed incomes within the homes and people are fighting for the very few resources that are available. So there is a lot of tension. If you look at even the numbers of women that have to approach the maintenance court to get some assistance. Clearly, I think our value system as a country also is really questionable, especially if you regard the number of incest cases that we are getting, the number of rape cases against children. This is mainly happening within the home. So there are multi-layered problems that we are facing, and then this is causing a lot of the uptake in gender-based violence cases.
But what is your message to Zimbabweans? What can be done?
For me, I think the message is, especially at the point we are now, this is not an issue for organizations. It's not an issue for even the Minister of Women Affairs on their own. This is an issue for everyone. Because every home has women, every home has girls. And I think communities and society in general really need to take responsibility for the safety and security of their own. And we really need more men to speak out against these issues, in particular men that are in positions of power, to really condemn issues of violence against women. Because a lot of times when we talk about it, people want to minimize it and they think it's a women's issue. This is not a women's issue. This is not a domestic issue. Actually, it is a national crisis.